From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Andrea Seabrook. Voters in more than 20 states will have their say on Tuesday, Super Tuesday, in case anyone has doubts of the magnitude of it. Nearly 50% of the delegates needed to win the Republican presidential nomination are at stake. NPR's Scott Horsley joins us now from a John McCain rally in Birmingham, Alabama. Scott's here to talk about the battle between John McCain and Mitt Romney. Scott, is it fair to call it a two-candidate race at this point?
Well, it depends on who you talk to, Andrea. Mike Huckabee, of course, would very much argue that it's still a three-person race. Mitt Romney has been arguing since Florida that it is a two-person race. And John McCain is increasingly thinking of it almost as a one-person race. He is trying hard to build a sense of inevitability around his campaign after his big win in Florida last week. Since Florida, of course, former New York Mayor Rudy Giuliani has dropped out and endorsed McCain. And since Huckabee has so far been unable to build on his early victory in Iowa, there's some question about his role in the race. But, of course, he could be very competitive in some of the southern states coming up on Tuesday. And the longer he stays in, he probably draws more support away from Mitt Romney than he does from John McCain.
One of the biggest turns in this race was when John McCain suddenly became a winner again when he was just written off last summer. I mean, now he's the front runner. Of course, that's a dangerous word, seemingly, in this campaign season. But he certainly seems to be the leading candidate among Republicans, and he has the campaign scheduled to prove it this weekend.
Well, that's right. There's only, of course, a week between Florida and Super Tuesday, and most people are going to be paying a lot of attention to politics tomorrow afternoon while the Super Bowl is on. So there's a very compressed schedule to reach out to as many of the 20-plus states as you can. John McCain's focusing on the big states, those with the winner-take-all contest. What he's hoping to do is build such a commanding lead in delegates on Tuesday that he becomes, if not mathematically, then at least de facto the GOP nominee. In addition, what he's trying to do is reach out now to the right wing, the most conservative elements of the Republican Party, those who've been skeptical about him in the past. And he's doing that in part through a series of high-profile endorsements from folks like Rick Perry, the governor of Texas, and Ted Olson, the former Solicitor General, who's prominent in conservative legal circles.
Mitt Romney went to a funeral today, the funeral of Gordon Hinckley, the former head of the Mormon Church. What has Romney's strategy been in the days leading up to the Super Tuesday?
That's right. The funeral of Gordon B. Hinckley took Romney off the campaign trail for the lion's share of today. He does have a campaign event in Minnesota tonight. His is kind of the mirror image of the John McCain strategy. Instead of going for the winner-take-all states, he's looking for those states where he can, even with a second-place finish, keep enough delegates to stay in the hunt.
NPR Scott Horsley joins us from the campaign trail at a John McCain rally. Thanks very much, Scott.
My pleasure, Andrea.